This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical visit note on Katharina Bates. It's a home visit. You've seen in her private apartment. Bates is B-E-T-Z. Katharina is K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-A. Date was April 14, 2022. Place was Roxbury and Clio. New paragraph, face and profile. Mrs. Bates is a 91-year-old female who recently moved to Roxborough, period. She had been staying with her daughter in a different city called Dreyfus, period. And her chief complaint, her biggest complaint is knee pain, period. She also has edema. New paragraph, history, past illness. Her knee pain is severe and is in both legs, but more on the left than the right, period. It's chronic, and he's had it for a long time, period. She gets steroid injections about every 6 months or so, and they help, period. She also uses Voltaren gel and Norco PRN, period. It hinders her walking, but she's able to walk with a walker, period. She has chronic edema, period. She denies ever having any major cardiac symptoms, though, such as heart failure or coronary disease, period. She does get short of breath easily and uses albuterol HFA by puffer every 4 hours if needed, period. In the past, she's had multiple pulmonary emboli unless she's on Eliquis, period. She's somewhat overweight, period. In the paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chilled, eye, denies major visual complaints, ENT, no major hearing problems, respiratory, intermittent dyspnea at times, especially with exertion, no cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations or dizziness, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, diarrhea or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, she's continent, musculoskeletal, she has severe pain of the knees, period. She also has decreased motion of the right shoulder and almost a frozen shoulder, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and she does not have diabetes mellitus. Paragraph passes, she's positive for hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She had a COVID infection last year. She didn't feel especially sick from that, though, period. She had multiple pulmonary emboli, period. She has chronic lymphedema. New paragraph. Family history. Her father was killed in a war and her mother died at 97, period. She denies any cardiac problems, diabetes, or other major health problems in the family that she knows of, period. New paragraph. Social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Medication. Niclofenac gel, 3%. Twice a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, furosemide 20 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams, 30 minutes before the morning meal, Clarcon 10 milliequivalents daily, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Norco 7.5 to 25, one every 6 hours as needed, cranberry 500 milligrams daily, vitamin C 500 milligrams daily, vitamin D 400 units daily, albuterol HFA 2 puffs every 4 hours is needed. New paragraph examination. Thanks. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 140 over 60. Pulse was 74. Respiratory rate 18. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular was intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Hearing was good. Next up, with no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nose, lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, period. No wheezing, no crackles, no accessory muscles for breathing. When you've asked, enormous one is two, no gout, no murmur. She has 2 to 3+ edema, period. Most of it is lymphedema with minimal pitting. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and antenna, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves normal. Sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, she has a frozen shoulder and very poor range of motion of the right shoulder, period. She has thickening of the knees with no evidence of inflammation or effusions, period. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Bates has osteoarthritis of the knees, and we will renew her Norco at 7.5 through 25, one every 6 hours, which she's been on for a long time for chronic pain, period. She's a continuous diclofenac gel, 3% twice a day, period. I will check renal function, period. Two, she has chronic lymphedema, and I will continue Lasix 20 milligrams daily plus Florcon 10 milliequivalents daily. Three, she's had multiple pulmonary emboli, and I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Five, she has hyperlipidemia, and I will continue simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.